This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles toward its east coast on Thursday in the direction of Japan. The move followed joint South Korean and U.S. missile drills and the return of a U.S. aircraft carrier to the region in response to the North's recent missile test. The launch was the sixth in 12 days and the first since North Korea fired an intermediate-range missile over Japan on Tuesday. A court in military rule to Myanmar has sentenced a Japanese documentary filmmaker to 10 years in prison for violating sedition and communications laws. A Japanese foreign ministry official says Toru Kubota was sentenced Wednesday. Kubota was arrested in July while filming an anti-government protest in Myanmar's main city of Yangon. At the time, it was reported he faced charges of breaking an immigration law and encouraging dissent against the ruling military. The official says a court hearing on his alleged violation of the immigration control law is scheduled for October 12th. U.S. President Joe Biden has surveyed Hurricane Ian's devastation in Florida and vows the federal government will help a long rebuilding effort. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
First from Marine One.
You can see a whole hell of a lot of the damage from the air.
And then on the ground in Fort Myers, the president saw ruined homes, debris, a boat that had been flipped into a cafe. Damage, he says, may take years of recovery.
We're not leaving until this gets done. I promise you that.
The president walked alongside a potential 2024 White House foe, Governor Ron DeSantis. Both said they're putting aside political differences for now.
Mr. President, welcome to Florida. We appreciate working together across various levels of government.
Today, we have one job and only one job, and that's to make sure the people of Florida get everything that they need to fully, thoroughly recover.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Agencies in the western U.S. state of California have come up with a way to reduce their water usage in the face of shrinking rivers. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
California water agencies that rely on the parched Colorado River say they are willing to cut their use by about one-tenth. The proposal to cut 400,000 acre feet annually marks the first time California water agencies are publicly and formally indicating what they're willing to give up since federal officials demanded major cuts this summer. The agencies supply water to farmers and millions of people in Southern California. Drought exacerbated by climate change is diminishing the river, which provides about one-third of Southern California's urban water and is the only source of water for farms in the Imperial Valley. California shares the river water with six other states, tribes, and Mexico. California, however, has rights to the single largest share and is the last to lose water in times of shortage. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Sydney is set to record its wettest year in 164 years as authorities brace for major floods in Australia's east, with more heavy downpours expected to fall over the next 3 days. Official data shows Sydney had received rainfall just shy of the record set in 1950. Australia's east coast has been in the grip of a multi-year rain event due to the La Nina weather phenomenon, typically associated with increased rainfall. The phenomenon has caused floods in Sydney suburbs 3 times in the past 2 years and forced tens of thousands to flee their homes. In baseball, the batting champions of the American and National Leagues were decided on the season's final day Wednesday. AP correspondent Dave Ferry tells us who the winners are.
The Major League batting races went down to the final day, though two of the contenders took the day off. Mets second baseman Jeff McNeil rested for the playoffs and finished with an NL-leading 326 average, 1 point ahead of Dodgers first baseman Freddie Freeman.
One of my, you know, goals in baseball is to, you know, win a, you know, batting title.
He's the second Met to win the title, but Freeman made a last-ditch effort by going 3-for-4 in the season finale. Aaron Judge was held out of the Yankees lineup and lost the AL batting title by 5 points to Luis Arias of the Twins. Judge was denied a triple crown after taking the home run and RBI titles. I'm Dave Ferry.
Recapping our top story, North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles towards its east coast on Thursday in the direction of Japan. The move followed joint South Korean and U.S. missile drills and the return of a U.S. aircraft carrier to the region in response to the North's recent missile test. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.